And then she thought, I'm not going to record that. That isn't my kind of music. Her husband can be attributed to this because her husband said, oh, Linda, that's your song. You have to sing that song. And so as a result, this went sort of Linda Randall's theme song. So I thought this was a good way to start our Monday morning, putting things in the right perspective. This is Maxine Seelman, and it's time for your update today. And remember, tonight at 7 o'clock at Heritage the Assembly Church at 5051 Northeast 5th Street, 7 o'clock, there's a special veterans event, so be sure and attend. It's a tribute to our veterans. And of course, tomorrow being Veterans Day, remember there will be no mail delivery. The post offices will be closed as well as the libraries. And we're going to have a special Veterans Day here recognizing our veterans. I invited retired Colonel Tom Dierdorf to be our special guest. So Tom's going to be with us tomorrow. And then, of course, we have the November 5th, the Biblical Worldview Conference that's coming in. It's going to be a Code Blue rally. It's going to be from 5:30 to 9 o'clock at First Federated Church, November the 15th. So it's just going to be in and out with Brandon House, a group of real fabulous speakers. You need to go online to register, www.codeblurally.com, www.codeblurally.com. First Federated Church was packed the last time. So I think the doors will open about 5 o'clock so that you can get in. So Biblical Worldview Conference, teaching you how to deal with the world today the way it is. We have just a few items of news here. So much for the rule of law and of tolerance. Los Angeles, California, we're hearing all about the gay rights activists have targeted Sunday services at churches that helped pass the amendment to California's constitution defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Several hundred protesters fanned out along sidewalks leading to Saddleback Church, where the Reverend Rick Warren brought Barack Obama and John McCain together last summer for a faith forum. The protesters were angered by Warren's support for Proposition 8, which overturned the state Supreme Court decision in May legalizing the same-sex marriages. Well, in Oakland, a large anti-Proposition 8 protest at the city's Mormon Temple led the California Highway Patrol to close two nearby highway ramps. In Pasadena, the pastor of the All Saints Episcopal Church spoke out against Proposition 8, calling the religious committee's community support in embarrassment. So be, as I said, for tolerance. The new movie typically vanishes from theaters almost in less than a month, but let me tell you, the Christian film Fireproof is still attracting audiences in its seventh week. The drama starring Kirk Cameron as a firefighter who turns to God to save his marriage has earned more than $28 million at the box office. That's more than 50 times what it cost to produce. The film also has inspired a best-selling spinoff, a book titled The Love Dare, which challenges couples to work at making their marriage work. I have Pastor Marlon Perkins, who is the pastor from the Philadelphia Seventh-day Adventist Church here in the Des Moines area, as my guest. And Chris, I think he brought a segue to start giving us all an idea this morning what we're going to be talking about.
Welcome to the Purposeful Ministries presentation, What Are You Missing? Discovering the power of purpose in your life. The speaker is Pastor Marlon T. Perkins Sr., founder and president of Purposeful Ministries Incorporated. Have you ever wondered if there was something significant missing in your life, as if it were some critical piece within the puzzle of your life? No, it's not a girlfriend, boyfriend, or even a spouse. No, it's not a pet or that big promotion at work. And no, it's not the winning ticket to some multi-million dollar sweepstakes. It's much bigger than that. By now, you may be thinking that I'm talking about religion or God. Well, you could be right, and still be wrong. Without a doubt, God is the creator of all life and truly the answer to your heart's deepest yearnings. But even the most devout Christian, who may very well be you, could still be missing this vital component to his or her life. Still wondering what it is? It's purpose, the God-given compass of your life. Whether you know and are pursuing your life's purpose or not, the following presentation will do three things for you. It will inform you, it will inspire you, and it will ignite you. For to live with purpose is to live on purpose. Now, let's listen to Pastor Perkins.
And we can listen to Pastor Perkins right now, but we can also listen to him on a regular basis. Good morning, Pastor, and welcome back to Update Today. Is your regular program here on Praise 940 aired?
Oh, good morning, Maxine. Our program, Radio Ministry Countdown to the Final Hours, aired each Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 a.m., and then again each Thursday evening from 6 to 6:30 p.m.
The last time you were here, we were talking about some special meetings you were having, but I found out that you were also concerned about this purposeful ministries. And I said, why don't you come back and we'll do a program about that. You know, when I was listening to that little segue just now, I thought to myself, how many people get up in the morning and think, I have no plan, I have no purpose? We might be really almost alarmed if we realized so many people woke up this morning with that in mind.
It's interesting that you should bring it up. I once wrote an article where I talked about some people's purpose in life is no more important than, you know, seeing what's happening next on their favorite soap opera, you know, hoping against hope that they don't die within the first month of retirement, or just struggling to pay the bills for a bigger house, a boat, or a brand new car. But it is amazing, and I honestly feel that it won't be until we get into eternity that we realize the galactic amount of potential that has been wasted because of a lack of purpose in one's life.
So that's what led you to creating Purposeful Ministries.
That is so true. 4 years ago, 2004, I formed a nonprofit called Purposeful, and it's a spinoff the word purposeful. It's actually Purpose-Full Ministries Incorporated. And our mission statement simply states that we are dedicated to encouraging and equipping individuals to discover and pursue their God-given purpose in life. I want to go ahead and give our website while we're at it. It's www.purpose-fullministries.org. That's purpose dash, not underscore, but dash, full, F-U-L-L, ministries.org. Purposeful Ministries. And purposeful, purpose dash, F-U-L-L, ministries is all one word. So we just want to thank everybody for listening this morning.
Give us that again. I was trying to write this down in my log, so if someone called, they would be able to do that.
That's purpose-fullministries, plural, .org or org.
I always get confused. Now, was that .org or .com? This was .org, folks. So many people, when you think about them, when you really start getting inside of their head, basically are living for themselves or simply taking up space.
So true. And it's interesting that you should bring that up. I often point back to how I started Purposeful Ministries. I'm writing a book, finishing a book that'll be done by the end of this year.
I want a program. I want to be one of the first programs about that before and it gets out to the public, please.
But it's a book about discovering your God-given purpose in life. And the Lord gave that to me because I honestly feel that He definitely gave me purpose in life. I've often stated since I was about 13 years old, I've always felt that I had a mission in life, a calling in life. I just didn't know what it was at such a young age. And it wouldn't be until between my junior and senior year in college, I was a political science major in college with a pre-law emphasis, was on a track to go to law school, but hating every minute of it because I just didn't feel like I was called to be an attorney. But then the Lord called me, interesting enough, to become a Christian. At the same time, he called me into the ministry. Mine happened at the same time. I became a Christian at the same time I became a minister. I felt a calling into the ministry. And this all converged on me between my junior and senior year in college. And so rather than applying to law school, I applied to seminary, and I went on to seminary. And what's interesting is that it wasn't until I felt my call into the ministry. I remember walking out of my church one Sabbath afternoon with my pastor. And I was just telling him about this burden of heart I had about feeling a call into the ministry and not really wanting to go because it didn't promise the money that I really wanted to make in life. But I was being drawn to it. And I remember he said, you know, Marlon, we're called to live a life of faith. And the moment he said that, it was like it took all the hot air out of the balloon of my anxiety. And at that moment, that's when I decided to give over and go into the ministry. And I remember driving home that night. I remember just as if it was yesterday, and feeling as if an 8-year burden had been lifted from my shoulders. I told you I was 13 when I first had this impression that I was going somewhere in life. And that conviction was so strong, it literally propelled me to be very careful about some of the decisions that I made in life. You know, whether it be skipping classes, you know, and getting involved in drugs or drinking or even carousing around with girls. I was deathly afraid of getting a girl pregnant or doing anything that I felt would derail me from my ultimate purpose in life. The temptations were there, but I will tell you that the conviction that I had inside of me was even stronger, and it produced a fear. It was a fear, honestly, a fear of doing anything that I felt would ultimately derail me from achieving what I knew to be a purpose or a destiny in life. So you're absolutely right. And one of the reasons, the primary reason that we exist, and I base this off the scriptural principle, Jesus said, occupy till I come. Every Christian, when you become a Christian and you join the body of Christ and you profess the Lord's name and you're looking forward to his soon coming, Jesus has given to every Christian a work to do on this earth. Mine is a minister. Someone else's maybe as a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, a poet. But knowing how our ministry exists to help people to discover best how they can, quote, occupy until the Lord comes again.
Mm, and even to that mommy that's changing diapers.
That's correct.
That's her calling for such a time as this. How does one find the purpose for their life, though?
I'm glad you asked that question. It actually speaks against a myth that I think is prevalent out there. And that myth is that you have to go and look for your purpose. When you study the Bible, you find that the opposite is true. God always comes to you. I'll give you an example. When you just study the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, Obadiah, you will find this phrase over and over again. And it goes like this. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Over and over again, God comes to you. God speaks to you, we believe, through a variety of mediums. I believe he speaks through this radio ministry. The fact that we're talking about purpose is going to strike a chord in the lives of some people who feel that where they're going in life is not where they feel like they should be going in life. That what they're doing with their lives right now isn't what they feel like they should be doing. And that there is a higher calling, a higher purpose. God may speak through a book, a sermon, a conversation, but God speaks, he comes to you. Whatever the medium, the message will be clear. And that is God's word comes to you. So he speaks his purpose into you.
I heard the story one time, if you were in New York City and took a handful of change and threw it on the sidewalk, everyone would stop what they were doing and turn around. They would hear it. And yet the scriptures tell us, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes God is just yelling at us and we can't hear him.
That's so true. And that's why we exist. I encourage your listeners, again, I'm going to give that website, purpose-fullministries.org. That's where they can find us. They can find out all about our mission statement, about myself and our board, the seminars that we offer, the purpose CD, which we shared the introduction to the purpose CD. I do seminars about purpose. For church groups or other groups that would like for us to come in. And what you heard when we started the show today was the introduction to that CD. I went into the studio and I actually produced the seminar on CD, and they can go to our website and order that CD.
Will you be having a seminar in the very near future?
I will, but it's going to be in Bermuda.
No. What is it? You're not recognized in your own hometown.
A prophet isn't welcome in his own home.
Isn't that interesting how God opens those doors?
Yes, it is. I'll be dry.
I hope it'll be in January, maybe, when the weather's bad here and good there.
Actually, I fly out next week to Bermuda. My wife is from Bermuda. My wife, Shirley, she's a registered nurse here, and she works here in Des Moines. But she's from Bermuda, and I was there this summer, as a matter of fact, speaking for a church function. And I had an invitation to come back from one of the local churches there and to speak for a men's conference. And then I'll be doing a purpose seminar while I'm there.
You know, while you were speaking, I was thinking, in fact, a little girl and I were talking. She was from Vietnam, and I was asking about the war conditions back then. And she was answering my questions. And then when I got up to leave, she said, "Maxine, quit thinking so much." And I thought, that's the problem today. People don't think enough. And I remember when I was dealt with this decision, what does God want for my life? I decided the simplest way for me, Pastor Merlin, was to, I took out a blank sheet of paper and I signed God's name at the top and I put my name at the bottom. And I told God that day in my quiet time, He had permission from that time on to write on that piece of paper anything He wanted to make me grow and hopefully glorify Him in the process. That was the beginning of trying to find a purpose. And then He's shown me each step of the way where I am today.
It's amazing, Maxine. I've known you for just a short period of time, but you have an amazing way of painting a picture.
I have to keep things simple.
It's an amazing way, and that's what God does. I want to give your listeners four things before we go today. About, you asked about discovering your God-given purpose, and I talked to you about how God comes to you. And here are four things. They all begin with the letter I, but believe it or not, the letter I. First of all, a person needs what I call inspiration. And that goes right back to the idea that God comes to you. God inspires you. I don't know if you may recall, and probably a lot of your listeners, in the 80s, Hewlett Packard had this little catchy commercial called What If? And it was built around an idea. You know, they postured themselves as being innovators. And so I remember one of those commercials showed a guy who was taking a shower. And you could tell he was struggling with this complex idea he had at work. And all of a sudden, he has this aha moment. He quickly gets out of the shower, drapes a towel around him, flies downstairs. His wife is sitting on the couch reading a book, and she looks up at him lovingly and approvingly as if to say, oh, he's got an idea now. He's got inspiration. That what if, or that aha moment. You have to be inspired, and God inspires you through a sermon, a book, a conversation, this radio program. The second thing you need after inspiration is what I call information. When God inspires you about what your purpose or calling is, the next thing you want to do is you want to find out more about it. For me, when I felt my call into ministry, I started listening to ministers more. I started reading devotional books. For some reason, spiritual things became much more precious to me than they had before in my life. I began reading preacher's books and just doing everything that I could to learn about the lifestyle of ministers, talking to my pastor more, gathering information about the direction that God is taking you in life. You need inspiration, and then you need information. The third thing that you need is what I call interaction. Where are you going in life? Again, when I felt my call into ministry, my pastor had been trying to get me to go to a Christian college, one of our Christian colleges in Alabama, from the time I graduated from high school. And for 3 years, he kept working on me, and I kept saying no. He always thought he had me. Well, when I felt my call into ministry, I'll never forget it. It was one Saturday night. He had just finished up a revival at our church. And I came to him. I said, you know, Pastor, I'd like you to take me to Andrews. Now, Andrews University Theological Seminary is the only Seventh-day Adventist Theological Seminary in the North America. That's Canada and the U.S. So when I said take me to Andrews, he knew what I was talking about. And I remember he looked at me with a little critical eye because he'd been knowing that he'd been trying to get me for 3 years, and now I'm coming to him. And so he drove me up there. We left out a couple of weeks later driving up, and I'll never forget, we had to drive all night. And we arrived on campus just at the break of dawn. And I felt that God, that was the last step to confirm the fact that God was calling me into ministry. I remember when we drove into campus, it was at dusk, the serenity of the campus, the people out walking, it was a brisk fall morning. And the moment we drove up on campus, the serenity of the place confirmed to me that yes, I am leading. Interaction with the environment about where you're going. That interaction builds off the inspiration and the information that you need. And then lastly, outside of inspiration, information, and interaction, you need initiation. You got to get started. You got to get going. You got to initiate. You know, a lot of people have information. They have the inspiration and the interaction. And I'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Before I left Memphis, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, to go off to seminary, I got my final haircut from the barber I went to. And it's interesting because as he was cutting my hair, he just happened to ask me, he said, well, you know, what are you going to do after you graduate? And I said, well, I'm going to seminary. He said, oh, really? You're going into the ministry? Yeah, he said, man, he said, I've known for 20 years that I've been called into the ministry. And I remember when he said that to me, I remember saying to myself, you know, I had just struggled over the past year And I remember the anxiety and the angst of heart that I had. How could you know for 20 years that God wants you to do something and you're not doing it? And I remember there was almost this tone of resign in his voice, as if to say, you know, I missed my boat. All because, you know, I struck a chord with the fact that I was going into the ministry.
The only thing is, Pastor, the sad part is, if God wouldn't use him, he'd find somebody else he could use. And that man missed the blessing that God has given you.
You have to begin and do what God is telling you to do. You need inspiration, you need information, you need interaction, and you need initiation. Get going.
We'll pray for you on your trip to Bermuda next week. But the next time you're going to be having a seminar here in the Des Moines area, it's time to bring you back in to give us an opportunity to sit under this teaching. But until then, the website and then, of course, your regular radio programs here.
That's correct. Our website is purpose-fullministries.org. That's purpose-fullministries.org. For those who live here in the Des Moines area, you can call us toll-free. 877-651-4463, 877-651-4463. And of course, my regular church radio ministry is Countdown to the Final Hour, which is heard right here on Praise on Sunday mornings from 9 to 9:30 and Thursday evenings from 6 to 6:30 p.m.
I don't know about the rest of the people out there, but this is the fastest half hour in my life. We sit down here at 8 o'clock and all of a sudden it's 8:30. Pastor Marlon Perkins has been my guest. For those that might be interested in attending your church, where is that located, by the way?
1639 Garfield Avenue, 1639 Garfield Avenue on the east side of Des Moines.
And what time are your services?
We have Bible studies from 9:30 till 10:30 on Saturday mornings, and have worship services on Saturday mornings, and then our regular divine worship hours at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
Okay. That's been your update today. Thank you so much for coming. Always love to have you come on. And we were treated to Linda Randall as well. Maybe someday you'll have a seminar and have Linda be your music because she travels throughout the state. She's from Kansas City. So she's in the area. As I mentioned, be sure and be with us tomorrow. We're going to have a special program recognizing our veterans. I invited retired Colonel Thomas Deardorff to be our guest in the morning. And Don Thompson and Don Tom have been friends for years. So we'll see you then. But until then, let's go out today and live this day for the Lord with a purpose while we still can, shall we?
You've been listening to Update Today with Maxine Seelman on Praise 940 KPSZ. Join us tomorrow for another edition of Update Today on Praise 940 KPSZ.
This report brought to you by Simpson College. We have an accident, I-235 approaching East University, and that's it for accidents right now at the peak of your morning commute. Around the rest of the metro, a pretty good drive, but still very busy. Thinking about going back to school? Try transitions at Simpson College. This December orientation will prepare you to start class. Learn about financial